Welcome to another episode of The Unbroken Ground. This is episode 16, season 2, episode 16. It's going to be titled Be Still, and I'm just going to pick up a little bit from last week, kind of the last thought that I had about spending some time sitting with Jesus. And this one might be a little bit shorter than the ones that I've been doing recently, which have crept up to the 40-minute mark. So this one might be a bit shorter, but yeah, just going to reflect on that. As always, super excited. I'm hoping to get a few more episodes of Called Out recorded in here in the next couple of weeks. Have one scheduled for Monday night that I'm super excited about, so check that out. Tomorrow night, hopefully, or Tuesday when I get that released. And if you have questions, thoughts, you can always find me on Facebook page / The Unbroken Ground, or theunbrokenground@gmail.com, or Instagram, or even Be Real. Let's jump in. So, yeah, last week I was just talking about the idea of being in winter when things die and there's work to do, but it's not necessarily work that you see the production of. You're kind of doing preparatory work, like pruning and preparing and getting ready for when God does move and He does the major things and does new things. And just as, you know, as a recap to that some things do have to die, some things have to fall to the ground to create the basically the energy, the fertilization for new things to come out. And one of the things that continues to strike me, I continue to think about this, and so sorry if this doesn't hit you in the same way, or you're like, why is talking about this again? Apologize for that. Always able to turn me off if this is not your thing. But is the question of, at the end of the chapter that Mark Buchanan posed, was, is Jesus asking you to come sit with Him? And I think that's it's hitting me in such a new way, because it is something that I always think of the opposite. I always think that, like, we go to church and we invite Jesus in, and we want His Spirit to be part of what we're doing, and we want Him to come sit with us. We want Him to be with us as we walk through the valley. But there's this idea of kind of the opposite of that we would go sit with Him, and because there is nothing to do that is more productive than pausing and sitting with Him. And of course, the famous story that you're going to think of, I think, when you think of the idea of, like, of someone needing to just go and sit with Jesus, is Mary and Martha, where Mary goes to sit at the feet of Jesus to hear Him speak, and Martha's like, I'm so busy doing things, God, and Jesus, and I need help. And here Mary is just kind of this lazy person just sitting at your feet when she should be helping me cook and clean and get and serve the guest. And Jesus was like, Mary has chosen the better. Martha, you've got to calm down. I will not take away what Mary has chosen. And that, I think that is kind of, it's something that's difficult for us, because we put so much of our identity in an American culture. We put so much of our identity in what we're doing, what we're producing, what's new, what are we doing to make things new? What are we doing to make things better? How are we improving? And we think that activity is what creates the proof, or at least we can have that as proof that if we're busy, then we can at least say we are doing something, and so it doesn't look like we're just not doing, that we're lazy or we're unproductive, that we aren't doing things. And so it actually becomes a very different and challenging thing to stop trying to do things in your own power, underneath your own strength, underneath your own intelligence, underneath your own ideas and creativity, underneath your gifts and talents, to stop and just say, I'm waiting on you. And Jesus, I'm going to come sit with you because it's time to just watch and wait. And because we want to see, we want to see that productivity because, that is what keeps us going, right? We want to see the things, we want to see things moving and changing, and we want to see God moving and changing and all these things because that's reminders of what God is doing and he is about. But the truth is that sometimes God moves, we don't see it. God's doing things, we don't see it. And we work ourselves to the bone, to weariness. And when he's really just saying, hey, come sit with me, take a break, come pause, come, don't just come be, don't continuously do things. And we do that. It's almost violence to our souls because we get guilt filled, when we don't see ourselves as productive or working hard. And don't get me wrong. I think this is something that's difficult because I think the truth is that, we're not just supposed to, if there are issues or something you need to work on or need to work out, we're not necessarily just called to be like, all right, I'm just going to not do anything. I'm just going to let, you know, God do whatever he's going to do. And I know he's got this. I mean, there are those times when you should do that, but then there's also times when it's like, no, God's like, I've given you the ability to take care of this. This is not something you're waiting on. Go ahead and take care of it. I always think of the joke that the pastor tells. The pastors have probably been in 3 or 4 sermons where they tell the joke about the guy who's on top of the house because the waters are raising and rising, and person comes by in the speedboat and they say, hey, I'm here to rescue. And he goes, no, I prayed to God. God's going to do it. Somebody comes by in a helicopter and it's like, hey, get on. You know, this place is going to get overwhelmed and flooded. And the guy's like, no, it's fine. I'll let God do it. And then the guy ends up drowning and gets to heaven. And he's like, God, I prayed for rescue. What's up, man? And God's like, dude, I sent you a speedboat and a helicopter. What more did you want? And I think sometimes we can get that way, where we're like, well, I'm not gonna do my part. I'm just gonna stop because I just feel like I can't do anything or I don't want to do anything. So there is a spirit of discernment that you have to definitely have to walk through, to look at, to think through, because you don't want to stop and not do the things if God's saying, hey, I'm calling you to do the things, go do the things. But what I'm talking about is there's actually a different kind of season that you walk through with God where God says, stop doing the things and come sit. Stop doing the things and come spend time with me. Stop doing the things and let's watch and let's wait and let's pray. And I think that we have, as a culture, have a very hard time doing that. And so it actually, God has to often use very drastic things in our lives to get us to stop. And often, not that he causes people to have cancer, but that's when you see people pausing and rethinking things, or when people have a different kind of health scare. You know, they have something going on with their heart, and they're like, "Whoa, I am too stressed out. I am too busy," and then they stop and they begin to reevaluate things. I was talking to a friend the other day about, you know, whether or not you take vacation days because you can build up your paid time off and then you can get that as a lump sum. But it's like, yeah, but you miss the days, You miss the vacation times. You miss the opportunity to spend with your family so that you could have more money later. And to me, it's not a very wealth. It's just not that good of a trade-off. Now, some people are like, no, I want that money. I'm going to get that bag. You know, that's fine. But I'm just saying that that it is, there are often times when we trade work and productivity for in exchange, we trade that and we lose relationship. We lose memories. We lose time with the people that we love because of that. And so sometimes it's just like these big life events that get us to stop. And then suddenly we're like, okay, I need to take a break. Oh, I need to slow down. Oh, I need to spend more time with my family. I need to spend more time with God. So a lot of times that's what he has to do, but, you know, if you want to be, attuned, you know, to be attuned with God and you want to be, more into who God wants you to be, then you also have to be ready for this call to stop and listen and just wait. That's why in the Psalms, it lays it out. It's like, be still so that you can know that he is God. Be still. And so that's kind of the challenge. When's the last time you just sat down, cleared your schedule, didn't have an agenda, and just was like, hey, I'm just here to meet with you, God. I'm just here to sit with you. I love one of the things that the church that I go to does every Easter is they do a 24-hour prayer vigil for Easter. And so they start 12 o'clock on Friday night and they go to 12 o'clock on Saturday night. And all hours of the night, all hours of the day for that 24-hour period, there are people who are praying for Easter and for prayer requests that got put in, all of these things. And one of the things that has become regular for me is Callie and I will do one early in the morning, 5 or 6 to in the morning to be a part of that. And the past 2 years that we've been doing that, it has been astounding how quickly an hour goes when you don't have anything else or anywhere else to go or anything to distract you. It's astounding. I'll start praying. I'll start, you know, crying out to God, speaking to God, allowing him to speak to me. And then Callie will come over and be like, hey, you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, this has been like 5 minutes. And he's like, no, it's time. It's been an hour. It's been more than an hour. And it's just like blown me away because, usually, time drags when you're just trying to kind of orient your mind around things. So it kind of drags and it becomes something that's feels like a very long thing. But for me, it's been this very spiritual experience of just kind of really experiencing God and it not dragging at all. Instead just like flying by. And almost like this, wow, this is really amazing. This is really cool. This is really awesome to be a part of. And just know that spending time with God is it can fly by. It can be so fast. And that's the way it's felt for me. And I think sometimes that is the call that Jesus places in our life is to stop. Pray, know him, sit with him, and stop being so busy, stop being so with so many things to do, and instead just be still and be reminded that God is God. I think so much of our lives, we fight against that. We want to be our own little gods. We want to be in control of our own domains. We want to say that we will do whatever we want to do. We can do whatever we want. We're in control. We are the ones that get to, we're the captain of the ship, we might say. And the fact is we're not. And so stopping and sitting and waiting is a part of recognizing that. I mean, if you're a farmer, you know this. You can't plant in the winter. If you plant in the winter, then the seeds will freeze and die. The plants won't come up at the right time. Planting in the winter is not when you plant. You have to stop and wait. Now, there's work and tasks, and there's things that you can do to get ready to be able to plant and to see the new life, but you've got to stop and wait. There's a rhythm, right? There's a rhythm to that. And so even with all of our technology, there's still a rhythm to where farmers say, and after the harvest, there's a time when they have to wait and know that the springtime is going to come again, but there will be a time of waiting when there is no springtime. And so that is a hard thing to do, though, in a busy, spirit-chasing, God-chasing way, because we feel unproductive when we stop, sit, and wait. We feel, I think there's a little bit of us that's just like, well, will God really still love me if I just don't do anything, if I just sit with him? And then it's like, yeah, like God's, I think God's been waiting for most of us. He's like, would you just come sit with me? Would you just stop? Would you just stop being so worried about so much else, Martha, and just come sit at my feet? Mary has chosen the correct one. Would you just stop and just sit with me? We get so good about asking God to be with us and a part of us, and yet we get so bad about not listening to him when he's like, come and sit with me. And so that's the challenge. I think it's the same challenge as last week. It's still a challenge for me, but that's the challenge. Is God calling you to stop and just rest in him, rest with him, get to know him, hear him, relate to him, not be busy doing one more thing or filling your life with one more task in hopes that it will fill some void, but instead that you would say, I'm going to stop and I'm going to rest. I'm going to get to know. I'm just going to sit and try to learn my Savior's heart. Because that's what I think you see with Mary is Mary wanted to hear the Savior because she wanted to know his heart. She wanted to know his words. She wanted to know his teaching. And that was more important to her than anything else. And I wonder, and just about myself, not even trying to convict anybody else out there in the great white world, but just wide world, but just myself, have I made work or serving God more important than just knowing him? Have I created a world in which I, because I am the center of it, that I always have to be doing something? And that is actually kept me from getting to know God and to know Jesus and to know the Holy Spirit more, because I've been so busy doing and becoming and trying and working and the only thing that helps is to realize that there's a season of winter, of spring, of summer, of fall, and that we need to go through those, and there's a spiritual rhythm that we need to recognize. And so that's the challenge, right? Is God speaking to you this week, asking you to slow down and just be with him? Just spend time getting to know him. Just stop. Maybe that's a prayer you just need to pray. God, is that what you want? Just ask God. God, is that what you want? Is that what you have for me? Maybe he's like, no, you've got things to do, and we're moving. And if that's the case, great. Just know you won't always be in that season. Just know that's a season you're in, but there's a season where for everything that happens, there'll be a season when God's like, let's go. And there's going to be a season where he's like, pump the brakes. We're going to stop. And so the challenge is sometimes just figuring out what season you're in and then matching God's energy in that. So that's the challenge. Is God calling you this week to just sit with him? That's what I think. He keeps giving me this word, just come be still and rest with me. And that's my goal. That's what I'm going to attempt to do. And I hope that you find some answers or seek as well. So thanks for listening this week. Hope you have a blessed week. I hope that we're back together next Sunday. And I pray that God reveals himself in mighty ways to you this week. Be blessed.